Hi, I'm Charlotte Adams, and this is your Guitar Player's Guide to Ear Training. I've designed this course so that you'll be able to continue your study of ear training indefinitely, and I've also designed it specifically for guitar players. That doesn't mean that you can't profit from it if you play some other instrument, but there are things on here that really do only apply to guitar players, and also I won't go into some of the things that you might have in, for instance, a college ear training course, such as four-part writing or doing anything with the bass clef, since guitar players only read on the treble clef. In order to work with the exercises to improve your ear and your ability to play what you hear, you need to have some basic knowledge of note reading and music theory. If you've never read music before, don't worry, I'll help you with the basics, which is all you really need. It won't take long. Before I go any further, though, I'd like to talk a little bit about what it's like to learn new things and how to make your learning the most efficient and fun. If I were with you in person, you would have an advantage and I would have an advantage too, because I could pace this course and I could pace each individual lesson and help you through times when you feel frustrated or go a little faster if you're picking up on it really fast. And we would take breaks. I could insert a little conversation or humor here and there, and there would be some natural breaks. And then, of course, there'd be a time limit to each lesson. So when you're doing this by yourself, you need to give yourself those same advantages. Try to tune in to when you need to just take a break, and it may be after only a very few minutes, or you may need to repeat some of the information more than a few times or go more slowly, and then don't hold yourself back in the places that you are able to just move forward. The human being only concentrates at peak concentration for about 15, maximum 20 minutes. So if you want to work longer than that, it's okay, but you really need to take a break at that point. It might just mean get up and walk around the room a little bit, stretch, get a drink of water, and then you can get back to it. But break that concentration a little bit. Remember to breathe and relax your body, soften your muscles. You'll learn better that way and enjoy it more. And if you start to feel uptight at any time, you can just shut it off and come back later. Try to resist thinking of this like school. By that I mean there are no grades and no deadline, so just relax and have a good time. The first thing you'll need to know, if you don't already know it, is the musical staff, the notes on the staff. Guitar players read on a staff that has a treble clef, so that's the only one we'll work with in this course. The staff has 5 lines and 4 spaces. Notes will either sit right on the line or in between the lines. That would be a space note. You can also have notes above or below the staff on those little lines that you see going down below the staff or above the staff, and they're called ledger lines. The bottom line of the staff is E. If there's a note on that bottom line, it's E, and the notes go in order of the alphabet as you go up. The notes in the musical alphabet are A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and start over again. Those are the only notes, A through G. So the bottom line of the staff is E. That means the space just above it is F. The next line up is G. The next space is A. And it goes up B, C, D, E, F, G. And with the ledger lines, you can go higher. So this would be a good time to stop the recording and practice drawing treble clefs and notes and do at least the first worksheet on labeling the notes.